From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id. Hello listener, welcome back to the English service from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. You're listening through voanews.id or our application RRI Play Go. And we from the Voice of Indonesia will be bringing you more information about Indonesia. Like the first one is the news, so stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesian companies discuss vaccine cooperation with Russia. Minister Sri Mulyani said Indonesia's digital economy has extraordinary potential. Now the news in details. Russian Ambassador to Indonesia Ludmila Vorobeva re-emphasized Russia's readiness to cooperate with Indonesia in the development of the COVID-19 vaccine. In a press statement virtually in Jakarta on Wednesday, Ambassador Ludmila explained that a number of companies from Indonesia have expressed their interest to collaborate with Russia to develop the vaccine. She also affirmed Russia's stance which supports Indonesia's in promoting equal rights for all countries in the world to get access of the COVID-19 vaccine.
I would like to reiterate that Russia is ready to cooperate with Indonesia in the area of production of and distributing of the vaccine. We support the stand of Indonesia that all countries, small or large, should have equal access to the anti-coronavirus vaccine, and we are ready to cooperate with Indonesia in this area. All our proposals have been already tabled to the relevant authorities of Indonesia. Some of the companies in Indonesia have shown interest, and there are talks and consultations going on.
Furthermore, Ambassador Ludmila Vorobeva explained that Russia's Sputnik V vaccine has been registered to the World Health Organization, WHO. Russia claims that it is the first country to have registered its vaccine to the WHO. She also said that currently Sputnik V has entered the final clinical trial phase, which involved more than 40,000 people, and Russia is ready to carry out mass vaccination. Besides, she also remarked that currently Russian vaccine manufacturers are also developing two other types of vaccine, vector vaccine and APVAC. Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati stated that the growth potential for Indonesia's digital economy is extraordinary. This can be seen through projection from research conducted by Google, Temasek, and Bain & Company. During the opening of the 2020 Indonesia FinTech Summit in Jakarta on Wednesday, she stated that the report that illustrates the potential of Indonesia's digital economy is excellent. She also remarked that the researchers estimate that the growth potential for the internet would be more than triple from $40 billion to $133 billion between 2019 and 2025. The value of e-commerce transaction is projected to more than quadruple from $20 billion to $82 billion, and online travel services from $10 billion to $25 billion. Furthermore, online media is estimated to grow from $3.5 billion to $9 billion, and online vehicle services from $5.7 billion to $18 billion. Minister of Trade Agus Suparmanto has urged Indonesian businessmen to cooperate with their counterparts in Latin America and the Caribbean to tap into potential business in a bid to increase trade with the region. He made the request while addressing the four-day Indonesia, Latin America and Caribbean Business Forum in ELAC, which ends November 12, 2020. As quoted by Antaranus Agency, Minister Agus Parmanto in an official statement issued on Wednesday stated that the Indonesian government must change the crisis momentum caused by the pandemic into opportunities to improve the trade performance. This business forum served as a bridge to establish large cooperation between Indonesia and 33 countries in Latin America and the Caribbean, so they will grow into mutually beneficial regions. The Marine Affairs and Fishery Ministry has prepared a draft regulation on business licensing in the marine and fisheries sector to boost the nation's competitiveness in the global fishery supply chain. As reported by Antaranus Agency, Director General of the Empowerment of Marine and Fishery Products Competitiveness at the Ministry, Artati Widyarti, in a statement on Wednesday said that ease of doing business, as stipulated in the draft regulation, is expected to eliminate the bottleneck faced by business operators, especially micro, small and medium-scale enterprises, through the simplification of licensing and regulation and public service improvement. She also remarked that one of the goals of the job creation law is to enhance competitiveness of marine and fisheries products in the global fisheries supply chain in accordance with the Sustainable Development Goals SDG. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Let's move it on to the international news. Since Wednesday, Turkey has banned smoking in crowded public places to slow a recent surge in symptomatic coronavirus patients. This was reported by Turkey's Interior Ministry as the government warns citizens to abide by protective measures. As reported by Reuters.com, daily coronavirus cases in Turkey recently have spiked, with 2,693 patients identified on Wednesday. Ankara only reports the number of those who show symptoms, a decision which critics have said hides the true scale of the outbreak in the country. In a nationwide notice, the Interior Ministry said the smoking ban aimed to ensure citizens comply with the rules to wear protective masks properly in public because people were seen to lower them while smoking. The ministry said for this reason, in order to ensure that masks are worn at all times and properly, as of November 12, 2020, a smoking ban will be imposed in areas and regions such as streets and avenues where citizens are or can be crowded together, necessary public squares and public transportation stops. Hong Kong's pro-democracy opposition lawmakers said on Wednesday that they would resign in protest against the dismissal of four of their colleagues from the city assembly after Beijing gave local authorities new powers to further curb dissent. As quoted by Reuters.com, the Chinese parliament earlier adopted a resolution allowing the city's executive to expel lawmakers deemed to be advocating Hong Kong independence, colluding with foreign forces or threatening national security without having to go through the courts. Shortly afterwards, the local government announced the disqualification of four assembly members who had previously been barred from running for re-election, as the authorities deemed their pledge of allegiance to Hong Kong was not sincere. The European Union has agreed to buy up to 300 million doses of the BioNTech Pfizer coronavirus vaccine after it showed strong results in trials. As reported by BBC.com, the company stated deliveries are expected to start by the end of this year, but the European Union refused to provide details on how the vaccine will be rolled out, insisting that a number of steps needed to be followed beforehand. Early data suggests the vaccine protects more than 90% of people from developing COVID-19 symptoms. On Monday, its developer Pfizer and BioNTech said it had been tested on 43,500 people with no safety concerns raised. The company's plan to apply for emergency approval to use it by the end of November, and a limited number of people may get the vaccine this year. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Listener, here's today's commentary titled Manpower Skill Improvement Towards Independent Defense Strategic Industry. The US presidential election had finished with Joe Biden replacing Donald Trump as the new leader. The new leader of the superpower country is also a highlight in Indonesia, especially about the main weaponry system purchase. On several occasions, weaponry purchasing requirements often became Indonesia's concern in purchasing from US and European countries. Also, fighter aircraft offered by Russia also had tempted Indonesia to have more fighter jet squadrons from Russia, moreover, without any difficult requirement. The offer from France and European consortium for Typhoon and Rafale fighters are also interesting. With the budget of Indonesian Defense Ministry amounting to 136.995 trillion rupiah for 2021, which is higher than 2020, Defense Minister Prabowo Subianto visited Europe and US several times. However, the interesting issue is the plan to purchase an F-35 jet, which is followed by a recent meeting between Prabowo Subianto and the former US Defense Minister Mark Esper before the end of his tenure. Meanwhile, Russian Ambassador for Indonesia Ludmila Vorobieva said, despite not having any significant development, she is yet to hear that Indonesia will cancel the purchasing of Sukhoi jet. Indonesia is known to buy 11 Sukhoi Su-35 jets, which are worth $11 billion. Choosing and purchasing military equipment is not as simple as what people might think. Many aspects must be considered, such as travel ability, fighting capability, weapon carrying capability, technology and maintenance, including training costs, technology transfer, spare parts availability, and other supporting factors. Also, the politics is also an important element in every military equipment purchase. Indonesia certainly doesn't want any embargo for weapon. Therefore, human resource ability in building weaponry technology must keep being done to realize the independent strategic industry of national defense. And listener, that was commentary.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقو انتقال فيروس كوفيد-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。 我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, we start our daily segment Today in History with the event on November 12, 1945, when Sudirman was elected as Great Commander of People's Security Army, or the first and youngest commander of Indonesian Armed Forces through Conference of People's Security Army. Retired Grade Commander Sudirman is an Indonesian national hero who fought in the era of Indonesian National Revolution. In the history of the struggle for the Republic of Indonesia, he was recorded as the first and youngest Indonesian commander and general. When Sudirman was 31 years old, he had become a general after the People's Security Army was formed after the proclamation. He was then appointed as commander of the 5 Banyumas Division with the rank of colonel. When Sudirman was 31 years old, he had become a general. After the People's Security Army was formed after the proclamation, he was then appointed as commander of the 5 Banyumas Division with the rank of colonel. Through the army conference on 12th November 1945, Sudirman was elected as the grade commander of the army, commander of the Indonesian Armed Forces. Next event was in 1991, about the incident of Dili. The Dili incident, or better known as the Santa Cruz massacre, was the shooting incident against demonstrators in East Timor. More than 250 people were killed. Initially, the youths and students staged a protest against the Indonesian government regarding the deaths of Sebastio Gomez, who was reportedly shot by the Indonesian army. Their protest was carried out at the burial procession of Sebastio Gomez. During the funeral procession, the students held banners asking for self-determination and independence. It was then that the soldiers opened fire. The incident caused 271 students dead, 382 injured, and 250 others missing. The last event is that in 1996, two planes crashed in Indian air. An accident involving two commercial planes occurred in Charki Dadri, Haryana, India on November 12, 1996. The plane crash involved Arabian Airlines with the flight 763 en route Delhi, India to Dahran, Saudi Arabia by Air Kazakhstan flight 1907 Shymkent, Kazakhstan to Delhi route. Based on reports, 349 people were killed in the two plane crashes. From the information, the accident was due to error or negligence of the Kazakhstan Airlines pilot. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Hi!
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, on voanews.id or application RRI Play Go. The next one will be by Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is titled, Scientists of Indonesian Academy of Sciences IP say forest destruction is closely related to a pandemic. Scientists of Indonesian Academy of Sciences IP, Professor Jatna Supriyatna, said that pandemics, especially those caused by zoonosis, are closely related to forest destruction. He said this in a public discussion, pandemic is real, likewise the climate crisis, which was held by IP and the Conversation Indonesia online on Monday, November 9. Jatna said forest destruction and deforestation cause humans and wildlife to become closer. There are about 7.5 billion people in the world who live concentrated in forest countries such as Brazil, Indonesia, and China. Urbanization is happening on a large scale and causes the forest to decrease. This is one of the reasons why humans live closer to wildlife. Jatna explained, when humans depended on hunting and farming, the forest condition was still quite good. However, when there are mining activities, logging, deforestation, population growth, urbanization, and road construction, humans become closer to wildlife. Humans are becoming increasingly easier to catch and trade wildlife. Carnivores are decreasing, even disappearing, so that other wildlife such as bats, pigs, mice, and others reproduce rapidly. That condition is precisely what the virus spread rapidly. In addition to SARS-CoV-2, which causes COVID-19, Professor Jatna also mentioned several zoonoses or diseases in animals that can be transmitted to humans, such as Zika, which occurred in Brazil, Ebola and HIV, which spread in Africa, SARS, which has spread in China. Professor Jatna Supriyatna also emphasized that good conditions of biodiversity will reduce the risk of infectious diseases in the ecology of the community. Biodiversity can provide a dilution effect, a barrier to disease transmission by reducing the population density from natural reservoirs for pathogens and reducing the population density or arthropods as vectors of pathogens. Listener, that was My Indonesia.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Jadi teman yang saling melengkapi.
Well, listener, more information about Indonesia is coming up shortly. For example, it is an information about Indonesian tourism or maybe the local wisdom of Indonesian people. Next, Indonesian Wonder.
Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I'm going to let you know about Mina Dance from Nias. Mina Dance is a traditional dance of the Nias tribe. Since long time ago, this dance is often performed as part of the traditional ceremonies of Nias tribe, such as welcoming guests, wedding events, and others. Mina is an entertainment dance. For Nias people, this dance has a special meaning, namely unity and togetherness. This can be seen from the performance of the dancers who dancing together with happiness. The Mina dance is performed by male and female dancers en masse. The more dancers, the more festive this dance is. The dancers usually wear Nias traditional clothing. Due to the Mina dance is a joyous dance, the audience who does not wear traditional clothing is allowed to dancing. The Mina dance performance is basically only accompanied by songs or lyrics sung by the dancers. Then the dancers dance with movements that are adjusted to the tempo or rhythm of the song. However, there are also performances of the Mina dance accompanied by traditional Nias musical instruments, especially at several shows, to make it look more festive and interesting. Mina dance performance usually begins with a rhyme dedicated by Sanutuo Mina or tribal elders. The rhymes are usually adjusted to the theme of the event. They proceed with the Mina poetry or Fanihi Mina, which is sung by all dancers while dancing. The movements in Mina dance are actually quite simple and repetitive. The movement is dominated by a combination of hand and foot movements that are moved in rhythm back and forth, as well as left and right. The Mina dance movement consists of Mina gaulo, or forming a circle and rectangle, with Mina garagazi, or tensor movement, which is forward and backward footsteps. There is also a movement with a triangle shape, but rarely used in the performance. That was our segment of Indonesian Wonder. Tomorrow, we will meet again with another interesting topic. Goodbye.
Jelas di matamu, tak bisa kau mengerti aku. Ada banyak wajah cerita, kau bisa pilih semaumu. Yang melihat hanyalah mataku sendiri, yang mendengar hanya kupingku, yang merasa hanyalah kedua tangan ini, yang mengerti hanya hatiku, hanya hatiku. Oh, oh. Hanya hatiku. Ooh. satu tumbuh seribu. Kata-katamu seperti debu. Ada banyak wajah cerita. Ku kan memilih yang ku mau. Yang melihat hanyalah mataku sendiri. Yang mendengar hanya kupingku. Yang merasa hanyalah kedua tangan ini. Yang mengerti hanya hatiku. Gelas penuhmu, oh, takkan terisi. Yang melihat hanyalah mataku sendiri. Yang mendengar hanya kupingku. Yang merasa hanyalah kedua tangan ini. Yang mengerti hanya hatiku. Hanya hatiku. Bicaralah yang kau mau. Hanya hatiku. Ini hidupku. Bicaralah yang kau mau. Ini hidupku. Bicaralah yang kau mau. Ini hidupmu.
Well then listener, the next one will be an information about Indonesia. Well, mostly it's about innovation. The next one is miscellany.
Listeners, welcome back to our regular segment, Miscellany. In today's edition, we are going to present you information on virtual Indonesia. Listeners, Indonesian tourism sector is a sector that has been heavily impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. To revive and promote the Indonesian tourism, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy is collaborating with travel.co and a number of Indonesian tourism industry players to organize Virtual Indonesia. According to Rizky, Deputy for Tourism Products and Activities Organizer, Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, Virtual Indonesia is an opportunity to introduce Indonesian tourism destinations to the wider community who already miss holidays. According to CEO of travel.co, Julius Bramanto, the virtual travel will present a new perspective, a more responsible viewpoint of travel. In this program, his site wants to call for all related stakeholders to contribute to a more responsible tourism development. He also remarked that the consideration of choosing tourism destinations which will be explored virtually is based on the most interesting side of the story to tell. Take for example Gorontalo. It is chosen for traveling to watch whales. This tourism destination is chosen because the story about whale sharks in its water is something unique in Indonesia. During a virtual traveling by watching whale sharks, the community will be accompanied by a guide from the Botobarani Whale Sharks Tour. Virtual Indonesia will take place from 7 to 29 November 2020, every Saturday and Sunday, starting at 10 local time. Through this virtual traveling and education, the community will be invited to tour 8 interesting tourism destinations, namely Komodo National Park, Raja Ampat, and Lake Toba. Furthermore, there are also Borobudur, West Bali National Park, Mount Rinjani, Tanjung Puting, and Gorontalo waters to see whale sharks. To join Virtual Indonesia, anyone can register at travel.co for free by clicking Book Now. Virtual tours will be conducted via Zoom. A link will be provided by email within 1x24 hours. You can also access Virtual Indonesia through YouTube Persona Indonesia. This event is collaboration among the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, Travel.co, Sebumi, Atorin, Botobarani Whale Sharks Tour, and Destina Zones. That was Miss Lenny with the topic Virtual Indonesia. Thanks for listening.
Ketika ku mendengar bahwa kini kau tak lagi dengannya, dalam benakku timbul tanya, masihkah ada dia di hatimu bertahta, atau ini saat bagiku untuk singgah di hatimu? Siapkah kau tuh jatuh cinta lagi? Meski bibir ini tak berkata, bukan berarti ku tak merasa ada yang berbeda di antara kita. Dan tak mungkin ku melewatkanmu hanya karena ku tak mampu untuk bicara bahwa aku inginkan kau ada di hidupku.
Kini ku tak lagi dengannya, sudah tak ada lagi rasa antara aku untuk jatuh cinta lagi. Meski bibir ini tak berkata, bukan berarti ku tak merasa ada yang berbeda di antara kita.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
We have been giving you so many information and also so many songs from Indonesia. The next one will be a song, but there's a little bit information about it. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back to Music Corner. Today we present a song by Ruth Sahanaya. Ruth Sahanaya or Ute is one of Indonesian pop divas. She began her singing career since 1987. Her first album, Seputih Kasih, which was released in 1987, hits in the market and well received by the music lovers. Her career became more successful after releasing the song Kaulah Segalanya. Until now, the song is still nice to listen. Young musicians such as Claresta and Sammy Simorangkir have rearranged the song Kaulah Segalanya with a modern music version. In fact, there are also other songs that have been rearranged by other musicians such as the song Keliru.
The song was popular in 1999 and used as the soundtrack for the soap opera Jangan Ucapkan Cinta, aired on National Private Television in 1999 until 2000. The musicians who rearranged the song Keliru were Monita Tahalia and Nadila. Well, listener, let's listen to the song Keliru by Ruth Sahanaya. Enjoy the song.
Thank you very much for you who have been joining us in the English service from Voice of Indonesia. We are expecting any opinion from you, so feel free to send it to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, @voiindonesia, and also you can send it to our email, voi@voinews.id. We hope that your opinion will help us to bring you better information about Indonesia. Well, the listener, make sure that you will stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.